Welcome to Results Driven with Kurt High from High Value Consulting. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Results Driven is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Results Driven.
Good morning, and welcome to Results Driven. My name is Kurt J. High from my company, High Value Consulting. If you'd like more information about what you hear today during our show, please give me a call on my direct dial at 484-431-2874. Or you may visit us online at our newly updated website, highvalueconsulting.org. And while at the website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. During today's episode, we'll be utilizing a recent Kiplinger article that has the headline, Seven Practical Steps to Kick Off Your 2026 Financial Planning Year. As 2025 draws to a close, a lot of families are doing more of just glancing at their portfolios. They're looking beyond the numbers to think about what these numbers really mean for their lives, their goals, and objectives, and especially with their loved ones. For a long time, we believe financial success was mostly measured to performance, outpacing the benchmarks, growing net worth, maximizing returns. But the landscape has shifted now that the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has settled and key tax questions and inflation still cut, and there's still, inflation is still cutting into your purchasing power. Many people are asking something deeper. Do our financial strategies still reflect the kind of life we want to live? It's a fair question. With the estate tax exemption now set at $15 million for 2026, a lot of uncertainty has finally lifted. Still, that clarity doesn't make the rest of the picture simple. Rising costs, unpredictable borrowing rates, constant political headwinds and headlines can make it tough to feel truly confident about the future. You know, it's kind of like trying to plan a picnic. You finally pick the perfect day, and then the weather doesn't cooperate. Before we get started, let me bring in my co-host, someone who's always prepared for the financial weather forecast, Jacqueline Gladhill. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Kurt. Yeah, I am not so sure I'm always prepared. I don't think anyone can be fully prepared for the financial weather forecast, but I am excited to hear what you have to say. And I am super excited for 2026. You know, before the show, Kurt, you and I were kind of sharing that this is our first and last Christmas being engaged, because next year we will both be married. And so this is exciting times for both the both of us. And, you know, to surprise you, I do have a little sound effect for you.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yes, I am so excited for Christmas. And I'm excited to chat and keep up to date on your life and all the exciting things that you get to do. And I'm also going on a trip pretty soon. I'm going on a cruise with my family. And so I can't wait to share all about that as well.
Very good. Okay, during today's episode, we'll be utilizing the recent Kiplinger article that has the headline, Seven Practical Steps to Kick Off Your 2026 Financial Planning Year.
You know, Kurt, one thing that stood out to me in preparation for today's episode is how you've been talking lately about aligning wealth with life. So what does that actually mean?
Jacqueline, that's a great question. For a long time, people have viewed financial success mostly through the lens of numbers, returns, tax savings, or hitting certain net worth goals. But real success isn't just about how much you accumulate. It's about whether your money is actually supporting the kind of lifestyle you want to live.
Okay, so it's not just spreadsheets and account balances. It's actually purpose?
Yes, well stated, Jacqueline. It gives you an example. I'll give you an example. The article highlights a financial service professional who recently worked with a couple in their second marriage. Each had children from previous relationships, and their big concern was making sure their estate didn't accidentally cause conflict down the road. They wanted to provide for each other during their lifetimes It also makes sure assets went to their own children and grandchildren as they have intended.
That's a situation a lot of blended families can relate to, trying to take care of everyone fairly without creating tension.
Right. And there's no single formula for that. In their case, they used trusts, gave each spouse financial security while ensuring their legacies were preserved for the right heirs. What stood out wasn't just the technical design, it was the increased financial confidence it gave them. They could finally stop worrying about what-if scenarios and start focusing on enjoying life together.
And that's pretty powerful. It sounds like they were really gaining, you know, more than just a thorough enhanced planning, but they were gaining confidence and clarity through it too.
Yes, Jacqueline, and that sense of confidence is what many clients are ultimately seeking out. Many people build wealth and then realize the numbers alone don't create fulfillment. The turning point usually comes when they start asking, what is this money really for?
And the answers to that are probably different for everyone.
They absolutely are. For some, it's about making memories with family by traveling, celebrating milestones, or spending more time together, like going on a cruise with your family like you are. And for others, it's about supporting a cause of helping future generations get started on the right foot. When wealth aligns with purpose, the strategy becomes more than financial. It becomes deeply personal.
Absolutely. But money can also be really tricky. Families don't always see eye to eye on these things, and that can create a lot of confusion and frustration.
That's true. Spouses often have different money stories based on how they were raised or how they grew up. One might value savings. The other might see money as a tool for enjoyment. Children, too, many assume their parents' assets are an inheritance waiting for them instead of resources meant to support the parents' own goals.
Absolutely. And I couldn't relate more to this. You know, as we both enter a marriage now, you know, there's a lot of questions about finances. How do you spend? How do you save? You know, what are your needs and your wants? And the key is the great communication, you know, amongst a couple, because it can really be the major issue in a relationship is finances.
For sure. Having open, honest conversations, whether that's a casual talk at dinner table or a structured family meeting, can make all the difference in the world. Explaining why certain decisions are being made helps reduce uncertainty and builds trust, even if not everybody's detail is shared.
Yeah, and it's also not just about family harmony, Kurt. I mean, financial stress itself can take a toll on health and happiness. I know for myself, I can get physically ill if I'm so stressed about money.
I can understand that, yes. And I see that often. People who overwork to accumulate more or overspend trying to keep up with the Joneses or appearances sometimes end up sacrificing their well-being. When your financial choices line up with your values, whether that's education, travel, philanthropic, or simply slowing down to enjoy life, you may not only create more stability, but also a richer, healthier quality of life.
Yeah, and that's such a great reminder, because money is a tool. It's not a trophy.
I completely agree. When you treat it that way, it becomes easier to build a strategy that serves your life instead of the other way around.
Okay, Kurt. So let's talk about turning all of this reflection into action. For anyone listening who's thinking, okay, I get it. I want my finances to align with my life, but what do I do next? Where should they start specifically, Kurt?
That's a terrific question, Jacqueline, because redefining financial success isn't just about mindset. It's about putting a few intentional steps in place as we head into 2026. A little reflection combined with some clear action can bring a lot of clarity both to your goals and objectives and how you communicate those goals with your family.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, what's step number one?
First of all, start by clarifying your values. It sounds simple, but one of the most powerful things you can do, take a few minutes to actually write down your principles, your goals, and guide your financial decisions. Things like family, security, charitable giving, lifestyle goals, and leaving a legacy.
Almost like creating a mission statement for your money.
Exactly. That list becomes your personal filter for every financial choice you make. And when you know what truly matters most, it's much easier to align your strategy to say yes or no to opportunities with confidence.
I like that, Kurt. It takes the pressure off chasing every new idea or market swing and brings the focus back to purpose.
I think that's right. And when purpose drives your strategy, it's not just reacting to what happens. You're steering your financial life with intentions.
All right, Kurt. So step one is about clarifying your values or what really matters most to you. What comes next?
Step two is to prioritize your objectives. Once you've got the list of values, it's time to separate your must-haves from your nice-to-haves.
It's kind of like building a financial version of a grocery list, because some things are essentials and others are just good to have if there's room in the cart.
Yeah, you got it. For example, funding your children's education or maintaining long-term financial security might be not non-negotiable. A vacation home or luxury upgrades might fall into the nice-to-have category, but can be meaningful, but they shouldn't compete for the same dollars.
That makes sense. I guess if you try to chase every goal at once, it's easy to lose sight of what's most important.
Prioritizing helps prevent these competing goals from derailing your strategies. It's just not about cutting dreams. It's about sequencing them in a way that keeps your strategy realistic and sustainable.
And it's probably a lot less stressful, too.
Absolutely. And when you know which goals come first, your decisions get simpler, your progress feels a lot more intentional.
So before we keep going with today's conversation, Kurt, can you please let our listeners know how they can schedule a complimentary consultation to ask questions or for help building or adjusting their financial strategy so that they can stay on course toward their ideal retirement?
Absolutely. You can give us a call or give me a call directly at my number at 484-431-2874. Or you can visit us at our newly improved website at highvalueconsulting.org. Scheduling a consultation only takes a few minutes. We're always here to help work with you around your schedule. And also going into 2026, if you have any type of old 401ks that aren't being managed properly, or you're looking to see what other options are out there, we have plenty of recommendations that best suit your ongoing financial goals and objectives.
Absolutely. And right now is the perfect time to take care of a lot of this. You know, you want to enter 2026 in the best way possible with confidence and clarity when it comes to your strategic plan. So, all right, Kurt. So we've clarified our values and set our priorities. So what is the third step in this plan?
Step three is to define your legacy. This often sparks the deepest conversations.
Legacy, meaning who gets what after you're gone?
That's part of it, but it's actually broader than that. Legacy isn't just about who inherits your asset. It's about how you want to be remembered, what impact you hope you'll leave behind with your heirs. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's more like the story people tell you about, not just the balance sheet.
Yes. And for the same, and for some, I should say, that might mean creating a family tradition that carry on through generations. For others, it could be supporting a charity, mentoring the next generation, or establishing a trust that continues to make a difference long after you're gone, and that would be your true legacy.
We've clarified values, set priorities, and defined legacy, Kurt. And that's a pretty meaningful list already. So what's step number four?
Step four is to engage a financial services professional. And this is where everything may start to come together.
Meaning someone who looks at more than just an investment performance, right?
Exactly. A financial service professional doesn't just focus on your portfolio returns. They help you look at the full picture. Taxes, enhanced planning, insurance needs or risk management, even family dynamics. All of those factors affect your overall well-being and long-term confidence with your financial goals and objectives.
Yeah, it's kind of like having a financial quarterback, someone who can coordinate all those moving parts.
That's a great analogy, Jacqueline. You want an advisor who asks questions that go beyond the numbers, things like, what does security mean to you? How do your financial choices reflect your values? When an advisor understands both your goals and your motivations, they can build a strategy through a financial plan that truly supports your life.
It sounds like an experienced financial services professional becomes not just a strategist, but a guide.
That's right. The best strategy building relationships are collaborative. You bring your wisdom and vision. They bring their expertise to help you make the vision work in your real financial life.
All right. So we've talked about steps 1 through 4 now, Kurt. We've made it to step 5. So what's this piece of the puzzle?
Step 5 is to schedule the family conversation. It might sound simple, but it's one of the most meaningful steps that you can take, and sometimes the most challenging.
So you mean actually sitting down with your spouse or family members to talk through your strategies?
You nailed it. Bring your spouse, your kids, even future heirs into the discussion. Not necessarily to share every number or document, but to talk about what matters most to you. The one conversation can ease a lot of tension and prevent misunderstandings later on.
I can imagine it also helps set expectations so that people aren't surprised or guessing at your intentions.
When families talk openly about priorities, values, and goals, it builds an understanding. Everyone gets on the same page, and it's much easier to preserve harmony when the time comes to put these strategies into action.
And I'm guessing those talks don't have to be formal or awkward. It could just be over dinner or during a family gathering, maybe Christmas.
There you go. That's right. Maybe Christmas. Now, the setting doesn't matter nearly as much as the message. Here's what's important to me, and here's why. Those are the conversations that strengthen relationships and give financial strategies lasting meaning.
Absolutely. And so, Kurt, what is step 6 now?
Okay, step 6 is to check your alignment annually. In other words, like an annual financial review. And this is part that many people overlook, but it is really where long-term success often happens.
Okay, so like a yearly checkup with your financial health?
Yeah, basically once a year. It's like when you go to your doctor for an annual checkup. You should do the same with your financial goals and objectives. Take some time, revisit your goals, see how they line up with your current financial strategy. Life changes, tax laws shift, markets move, family priorities evolve, and your strategy can even evolve too. And I can give you an example. When I started my estate planning in 2002, I look at it from where I'm at today. And I have revisited everything. It doesn't even line up anymore. It's two different versions. I'm like, what I was thinking then is not applicable now.
Yeah. Well, and I related a lot to, other doctor's appointments. So you mentioned, a yearly checkup, and you do the same thing with your eyes, right? You go and get your eyes checked once a year. And, the same thing goes for finances. You should really set in place a yearly checkup with your financial strategy and your financial advisor. And again, the fall and the end of the year is the perfect time to do so. Check off those boxes. Make sure that you're in good financial health. So it really is not about perfection, Kurt. It's about staying intentional.
That's exactly right. It's about staying engaged so your strategy remains living, breathing reflection of your financial goals and not just a stack of papers in a drawer.
Yeah. And so what's the final step in this process?
Step 7 is to watch for the red flags. Those that can show up in ways that have nothing to do with numbers on the statement.
Yeah, so what kind of red flag should people look for?
Well, things like tense or avoided family conversations about money or the stress that starts to affect your health and financial confidence. Another big one is when you can't clearly answer the question, what is this money really for? If you're not sure, that's a sign it's time to pause and realign.
Wow, those are some really great red flags. And that means it's less about catching mistakes and more about staying self-aware, being aware of what your intentions are.
Jacqueline, that's correct, because none of this is about perfection. It's about being intentional. The goal isn't just to grow the largest portfolio, even though that does help. It's to create a financial life that helps support your well-being today and in years to come.
Absolutely. And Kurt, you and I have mentioned it in previous shows as well, you know, how habits are, you know, starting from scratch, right? And so creating a habit for yourself, that's going to create financial success. And so even with this, you know, you're right. It's about being intentional. It's about putting in place some habits for yourself. So I really like that. I mean, success defined by confidence, by, you know, about the future, not just about performance.
Yes. And as we step into 2026, it's worth redefining financial success in broader terms with things like family harmony, health, fulfillment, and legacy. When your financial strategies align with those priorities, wealth becomes more of a measure of success, becomes a tool for building a more meaningful and balanced financial life.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, we've talked a lot about reflection and alignment today. But let's say someone's been managing their finances on their own up until this point, but, you know, by maybe using online tools or AI or doing their own research. So why might 2026 be the right time to start working with a financial advisor?
Jacqueline, that's a great question. A lot of people have done a solid job managing things independently, especially with all the digital tools out there today. But 2026 is shaping up to be a year of transition between new tax structures under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, potential changes in interest rates, evolving estate laws. The financial landscape is getting more complex. Having a true financial service professional by your side can help you navigate through this and with a lot more confidence.
Right. Because it's not just about managing investments anymore. It's about keeping up with everything that affects those investments.
And an experienced financial service professional doesn't just look at returns. They look at the full picture, the big picture, your goals, your family, your tax exposure, even the stress levels around money. For someone stepping into this kind of relationship for the first time, 2026 could be the ideal moment to start fresh with a strategy that reflects where life and laws are headed.
Yeah, and I guess that a lot of people hesitate because they think that they have to, you know, have a certain amount of wealth before it really makes sense to do this.
That's a common misconception. The right time to seek advice isn't when you've made it, but when your financial life starts to be or feel more complex than you want to manage it alone. Maybe you've changed jobs, started a business, inherited some assets, or just trying to balance savings, spending, and giving wisely. Again, a financial services professional can help simplify that complexity.
Yeah, and probably provide an extra dose of confidence too.
Absolutely. Having someone who understands your goals and keeps you and help keeps you accountable to them can actually relieve a lot of the pressure. It's about building a partnership that keeps your strategy adaptable as life evolves.
Ultimately, Kurt, if you've never worked with a financial advisor before, 2026 could be an ideal time to start building that firm foundation.
Yeah, it's a chance. It's a chance to move from hoping your strategy works to knowing to build the support to your life that you want. In other words, actually having a financial service advisor that provides a team approach to help you achieve those goals and keep you accountable.
Absolutely. And, you know, a financial advisor, there's a lot that people have misconceptions about. You know, Kurt, can you name a few others that you think that people have misconceptions about when it comes to having a financial advisor?
Some of the misconceptions that I've heard potential clients and clients share is that they're just here to make commission dollars and they're here just to make a sale. But when you're working with a true, confident financial planning professional that listens to your goals and objectives and actually puts a plan, a comprehensive plan together. This is actually your book or your roadmap for success in your life. When you don't have someone that does that, in other words, they just want to sell you a product, that's the misconception, or actually that's not the person you're looking to align your financial goals and objectives with.
Yeah, absolutely. And another misconception to, I guess, our younger clients out there, you know, a lot of people think that you don't want to use a financial advisor because you don't have a lot of money. You don't have a lot of assets, right? But it's so important to use and utilize and have a relationship with a financial advisor, no matter what amount of money or amount of assets you have, because you're creating that habit. You know, we talk about that all the time. You're creating a habit, and starting early and starting, you know, as soon as you can is really going to benefit you in the long run.
I can give you a shared experience with you and the listeners. When I was with IDS American Express in the 90s, I'll never forget. I was planner of the day, as they called me back in the day when I was just an up-and-coming advisor. And this young girl comes in for this conference. Her name was Gilda. And she sat down with me, and she said she was a nursing student at the time in Philadelphia. And she says, I don't have much money, but I can save $50 a month. And she says, I don't want to be like my brothers and sisters and my parents. She says, I want to succeed. I want to get a profession and do all these wonderful things. So I worked with her. I took her on, and she started saving $50 a month. We did a financial plan eventually, which had some money. And then when it was all said and done, when she moved on to Florida and she became a nurse anesthetist, I might add, and she was saving well over $1,000 a month. She bought a brand new Mercedes, bought a house in Miami. She's currently married, has two kids, and she's worth millions and millions of dollars. So she had a dream. She had a vision. I helped her put that plan in writing, and we kept each other accountable, if you will, and she far exceeded her own expectations.
Wow. I mean, that is an amazing story. And that just proves that you're right. I mean, just starting early, starting with whatever you can, you know, and working with a financial advisor who supports that, you know. And Kurt, you say all the time, like, there are some bad financial advisors out there, and you want to be aware that when you go and meet somebody, have, you know, see how they treat you, have a relationship. Do you have goals? Do they value your goals? You know, Kurt, I know that you ask the right questions. You try to understand who they are as a person, what they value, because at the end of the day, it is an individual plan. You're not following a cookie cutter, you know, plan. And that's what the online resources are going to give you, right? They're going to give you a broad view of what to do, but that doesn't matter because that's not you as a person. That doesn't incorporate your values, what you want to do.
Exactly. So, it's got to be more personalized. Exactly.
So. Absolutely, Kurt. Well, this has been an outstanding show today. Any final info before we close?
Yes. Like I said, if we have on my website, the new improved website, highvalueconsulting.org, we have a 401k landing page. So if anyone interested that has an old 401k that is not being properly managed, or you're looking for some other options, you can go to the website, put a request in for a consultation, and I'll be glad to review that for you. Also, you can reach me at my number at 484-431-2874. Again, the website, go to highvalueconsulting.org, and you can subscribe to any one of the podcasts on Apple, Amazon, or Spotify.
Amazing. Well, thank you for joining us today, listeners, on another episode of Results Driven with our host, Kurt High.
Thank you for joining us for Results Driven. Don't head into retirement without a plan for both your finances and your health. For more information, contact Kurt High at High Value Consulting at 484-431-2874 or visit highvalueconsulting.org. Join us again soon for another episode of Results Driven.
Investment advisory services are offered through Virtue Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. High Value Consulting and VCM are independent of each other.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.